My name is Zhong Huizhang. I'm from National Tsinghua University in Taiwan. And this basically is joint work with my lab member, Kun Yu Wang, and my professor, Zhong Yongqi, at the National Tsinghua University. And with Professor Wei Qing Ma and Professor Anthony So, and the Chinese University of Hong Kong. So in this work, we basically consider a standard multi-user downlink system. There's a transmitter who wants to communicate with a set of single antenna users using transmit beamforming. To do transmit beamforming, the transmitter has to know the channel state information of the users. So in wireless systems, like in TDD systems, then to enable a transmitter to obtain a channel state information, the users have to do the uplink training. Or in FDD systems, then the users have to feedback their channel state information to the transmitters. In either case, TDD systems, the channel estimation may be imperfect, or in FDD systems, due to finite rate feedback, the channel estimation may also be the channel information transmitted may also be imperfect. So the goal of this work is try to design a beamforming vectors that can robust against these CSI errors. So we denote NT as the number of transmitter antennas at transmitter, and K is the K as the number of single antenna users. HI is the ICE user's channel vector, and WI is the beamforming vector used to transmit information to the ICE user. So the SI now of the user I is given by this equation here. The numerator is a signal interest power, and this is called channel interference. And the sigma I squared is the noise power. So if we assume the transmitter has a perfect CSI, then a popular design formulation is given by this power minimization problem. We try to minimize the transmission powers subject to the constraints that each of the user can achieve their desired SNR requirement, gamma I. So this problem has been well studied, and you can use like uplink downlink duality, you can use semi-definite relaxation, or you can reformulate this problem as a second order Kong program and solve it very efficiently. So as I said, so this work we consider that the transmitter at the has an imperfect CSI. So like we denote HI as the channel estimate available to a transmitter, then this HI bar would be different from the two channel HI, and the difference EI is a CSI error. So in this work, we assume the CSI error are random and following the complex Gaussian distribution with zero mean and the variance covariance matrix CI, which is a positive semi-definite matrix. So in the presence of the CSI errors, the receiver, the users is going to are going to suffer from the SNR outage. So the goal of the beamforming here, the beamform design here is try to design this WI such that each of the receivers can achieve their SNR requirement with a very high probability. So that's equivalent to saying that we want each of the users can achieve a high SNR satisfaction probability. So we want this probability to be close to 1. So let's first look at what's the typical empirical satisfaction probabilities of the non-robust design. So this is a simulation example. We consider NT and K equal to 3, and the noise covariance matrix 0.02, which is uncorrelated, and sigma I squared is 0.01. Then this is the result of the histogram of the empirical SNR satisfaction probabilities. This is for gamma equal to 5 dB. And you can see from this figure, for most of the cases, the achieved SNR certification probability is less than 0.5, which implies that more than 15% that the users will suffer from the SNR outage. So if the situation may get even worse if users require even higher SNR requirement. So the goal here is try to design a beamformer to move this point to a right-hand side as close to 1. Like if we want each user to achieve 19% SNR satisfaction probability, then we want these points to move to a right-hand side of the red line. So let us denote low I as the maximum tolerable SNR outage probability for user I. Then our considered design formulation is here. We want to minimize transmission power and subject to a constraints that each user will have the SNR satisfaction probability of each user is no less than 1 minus low I. So this problem is difficult because first you can write this problem, this probability inequalities over here, and you'll see that the argument of this probability functions, which is non-convex with respect to the Wi. This first point. Second is, so to the best of our knowledge, we cannot find a closed form expression for this probability. So most of the existing works, they focus on some approximation methods, like the one by Michael Shinoda and Tim Davidson in 2008. They use a probabilistic SNR constraint SOC problem as an approximation. Our previous work, we used the worst case robust beamform design as an approximation to this problem. These two methods are basically brought to the conservative methods, which means the obtained approximate solutions are guaranteed to be feasible to the original design problems, which implies this probability, SNR certification probability, is guaranteed to be certified. So in this work, we are going to present a new method that will be shown to perform better than the previous works. So the first step, we use semi-definite realization. We try to remove this non-convex in the arguments of these probability functions. In a used SDR, we replace each of the rank one matrix WIW Hermitian by a positive semi-definite matrix capital WI without any rank constraints. So we end up with this probability constraint here. So actually, linearizing this argument does not help too much because this probability function still has no closed form expression. So next step, we'll try to approximate it. You can see that this EI here is complex Gaussian. So this probability actually can be written as this abstract form that is a quadratic form of complex Gaussian random variables. It's a probability according to this quadratic form of complex Gaussian random variables. So we want to find the approximation to this inequality. Our method is based on this lemma. This lemma says that if we have a complex Gaussian random vector and we have QR as are given, then for any row which belong to 1, 0, and 1, and for these quadratic terms, the probability of these quadratic terms greater than or equal to T, T is given by here, is no less than 1 minus low. So this is going to hold true. It says that if this T is a value that's based on functions of this low RS, this given parameters and this low, this QRS, this given parameters and this altitude probability low. So this inequality actually is a Bernstein type inequality. So what is Bernstein type inequality? Usually we refer to this inequality, a Bernstein type inequality, means that they are inequalities that bounds the tail probability of some of random variables deviating from its mean, like the Markov inequality, Kebyshev inequality, or the Chernoff bounds. Actually, they all belong to this Bernstein type inequality. So actually, this can help us a lot. Using the above lemma, you can show that this condition is going to be a sufficient condition for achieving this probability inequality. So the nice thing for this inequality, this equation here is that this is deterministic and no more probability involved in these equations. So we can use these equations as an approximation to this probability inequality. So this equation now, you can see that this inequality may still quite involve complicated, which seems now convex. But the crucial observation is that actually, by introducing some slack variables, you can reformulate this inequality as these four convex corner constraints, which implies we can use these four convex constraints as an approximation to this probability inequality here. So we can apply this idea to each of the SNR certification probability of users, then we will end up with this convex problem. So you can check each the objective function, all the constraints are convex. So we can solve it very efficiently. Because we use SDR, so one problem is that the obtained solution may not be rank one. And in that case, we have to use some additional solution approximation procedures like Gaussian randomizations to obtain a rank one approximate solution. But quite surprisingly, in our simulation results, we found that it's very rare. It does exist higher rank solutions, but it's very rare to obtain a higher rank solution. So let's present some simulation results. We consider a simple case of three transmit antenna, three users. The channel estimated transmitters are complex Gaussian distributed. The outage probability is 0.1 and the noise variance is 0.01. The CSI covariance matrix is 0.02, which is assumed that the errors are uncorrelated spatially. So we first look at the rank one solutions. Here we say a WI is rank one if it's the ratio of the largest eigenvalue of W1 to a trace to its trace is greater than or equal to 0.99, so which implies that the maximum eigenvalue is around 100 times larger than the ratio of the eigenvalues. So, and we say like the problem will give a rank one solution if for all WI, they all satisfy this condition. So this is the first row is the simulation results for low I equal to 0.1, which means 19% outage SNR certification probability. And the each of the entry here, the denominator means the number of feasible channel realizations we tested, and the numerator here is the number of channel realizations for which a rank one solution is obtained. So you can see from here that for all from gamma equal to 1 to 15, that basically is 100% that we will obtain rank one solutions. But if we set low I equal to 0.01, which implies a more demanding performance requirement, then we encounter a case for gamma equal to 3 dB, and there's one channel realization that the solution is not rank one. But if we look in further, you'll find that for this particular case, this ratio is around 0.8082 or 0.83, which basically is also quite close to a rank one solution. So if you use Gaussian randomization, basically you obtain quite good performance still. So the second we want to check if the proposed approximation formulations can certify the SNR certification probability or not. Here we also compare with the method by Michael Schoenhardt and Tim Davidson in this work here. And this is our previous work. This is the proposed method in this work. And we can see that all the three methods can certify the desired 19% certification probability. But you can see that this one seems too conservative because we only want 19%, it gives you 100%. This one seems better, and this one, the proposed one is given, is even better. So next, we want to compare the transmission powers. And here, the bright line is one by Michael Schoenhardt. This one is by our previous work, and this one is a proposed work. The brown line is transmission power non-robust design, so which can serve as a benchmark for these robust methods. Again, we can see these figures like from gamma range from 1 to 19, basically the proposed method is most power efficient. So here we want to compare the computational complexity of the three methods. Here we compute the time of CVX solving the formulations of each of the methods under test. Then you can see that basically the proposed method is more computational efficient than the one proposed by Michael Schoenhardt, but it's more computational expensive than our previous work. So there's a complexity and the performance trade-off between the work proposing this, the method proposing this work and our previous work. So in summary, we have presented a new approximation method for the probabilistic SNR constraint robust beamforming problem. And our methods are based on two ingredients. The first is semi-definite realization. The second is a Bernstein type inequality, which provides us a convex conservative approximation to the probability inequality constraints. Then simulation results have shown that the proposed method basically outperform the existing methods. Thank you.
I think we have quite some time for questions. Any questions from the audience? I'm not going to ask any questions because I'm one of the co-authors. You have to ask questions. Would you mind if we take the microphone first of all?
Okay, so I wasn't here for the start of your talk, and I apologize for that. But is your approximation a conservative one, or is it a
a conservative one.
It is. Okay. Yeah. That's what I would have missed at the beginning. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you.
But actually, I want to add a few words. It's restriction and then relaxation. Relaxation is semi-definite relaxation, and restriction is with the probabilistic constraints. Yep. Yeah.
So in that one realization, when you get the rank 2 solution, can you be sure that there wasn't any rank 1 solutions too?
Sorry?
In the scenario when you occurred or find a rank 2 solution, uh-huh. Could there be rank 1 solution also?
You mean?
I mean, CVX only finds one of a set of solutions, perhaps. Could it be some other solution that is rank 1?
I'm not sure if I understand you correct. You mean if I obtain a rank 2 solution, then...
Yeah, even if you obtain a rank 2 solution, there might exist rank 1 solution that your CVX doesn't happen to find.
Now the simulation the empirical results is very strange. It is so rare that you will encounter rank 1 solution. In 99.99% of the cases, it's just rank 1. Zhongguai, would you mind if you could scroll back the situation? Now, all of the black things here are the situation where we see rank 1. Only here, we see a non-rank 1 situation. But that's rare, and you can use some other tricks to get around it. Other questions? Okay, if no less fans to speaker.